99.9 FM. That's a cheery little song for a Wednesday morning. Rolling Stones for you. 8:15 at 99.9 FM. Zoom morning with Steve. How you doing here? And a lot going on. Just looking in the paper. And Friday night, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different high school graduations. That's just one in immediate Randolph County. You got Chatham, East Montgomery also getting out. So it's a big time as we get ready for the end of the year, and I'd like to welcome in from the Randolph County School System, the superintendent, Dr. Stephen Gainey. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Well, good. This is the first time I've actually dealt with superintendent. I've dealt with many principals and vice principals over the years, though. But
well, glad to be here.
We won't get into the Sister Mary Lois story at this moment. So, yeah, you're getting ready to wrap up another successful year at the county school system.
Yeah, Friday night will kind of put a end to the school year. Great night. We'll have 6 high school graduations.
And of course, you're going to be at all of them.
Well, I'd love to be at all of them, but we have a pretty large county. It'd be very hard to travel between all of them, so I'll be at Southwestern Randolph High School Friday night. And it's interesting. I will, by Friday night, we'll have seen every high school graduate, because it takes us a while to, it's taken me a while to get around the county just because of the schedules.
What's the average class size of a graduating class now? Because I'm thinking my class was like 300.
I'd say probably about 250 if I'm thinking around there. I'd say around 250, between 250.
So, and how are graduation rates?
Well, last year our graduation rate was 89%. We've stayed right there at about in the high 80s. Kind of back and forth between 88-89%.
How long have you been superintendent?
I'm just finishing my 5th year.
5th year. And you've made a lot of good things happen. What have been some of the highlights from this year?
Well, this year we just continued to work to provide opportunities for kids. We're really trying to find ways to have kids explore their interests, you know, whether it's the child wanting to go to the 4-year college university or a child who wants a work-based learning experience that leads to training in a particular field. We've been working very hard with Randolph Community College to look at their programs and getting our children into their programs.
The early early college program.
Oh, that's a fantastic program. Yeah. It just continues to get better, and I can only say thank you to all the individuals that started that program before my time. I've benefited from it being here and getting to see it just continue to develop every year, and it's exciting, and it's exciting all of our high school graduates seeing how many of them graduate with a plan for what they're going to do.
And Randolph Community College, not a bad place to be able to have access to.
Bob Shackford is a great partner. We've had a great great relationship with him. We've had a great relationship with Ashboro City Schools, with Terry Worrell and her staff. So just feel really good about what's been going on between the three groups in relationships.
I always see that they've got greenhouses and things set up doing plant sales in the spring for another angle for the kids to get.
Our agricultural programs are just, you know, they just continue to get better at all our schools.
All right, so now graduation is coming up. So that means all these kids are like, I don't have to go to school tomorrow. I'm assuming you're going to be still busy over the course of the summer.
Well, yeah, the summertime, it doesn't stop. It just rolls. You know, I do believe now that the older you get, time moves quicker, it does seem. But
I have a theory on that. It's long and scientific. I'll explain
it later. And I don't know that I believed it 20 years ago, but I believe it now. But, you know, the summertime is not a, you know, for we work year-round, and we're principals are planning for next year. They're scheduling, making schedules for class schedules and hiring staff. And we're working, making plans with budgets and working with principals. So it is a full, it's a full summer. Even though the children are home for about 2 months, the work doesn't stop.
And what are any plans for next year? Things you got on the horizon or still like to get accomplished?
We are really working hard at a lot of work-based, I would say work-based, hands-on programs for our children.
Yeah, job market has changed where it you know, used to be a lot of manufacturing. There's still a lot of manufacturing, but now it's all technology oriented with computers.
Well, we're really moving into an area, advanced manufacturing. We have two programs that really come to mind with me. Is Apprenticeship Randolph has been a tremendous hit for our school system and our community. And so we're getting ready to send our second group of students through that program. We've also started another program called Randolph Works. And that's another work-based learning program for children who will tie in with companies before they graduate from high school and do paid internships. So just really excited about some of the things we're going to continue to develop.
Now, internships is something that had fallen by the wayside. The apprentice program, how do you learn? You go to a master and he teaches you you know, some of what he knows, and hopefully you've got some smarts to go on and continue with it.
Well, I've been really, really excited about the company's response to that program in the last 2 years. I think we're up to about 16 companies involved with that, and that Apprenticeship Randolph program is going to be tremendous over time for our kids. It's already been tremendous for our kids, but it's going to be a great thing for this county, too, in the workforce.
How do the students find out about these programs?
Well, the counselors do a wonderful job. Our high school counselors, you can't say enough about them. And our there's a position in career technical education, it's called a career development coordinator, and that's like a counselor for that program. And they do a wonderful job of making sure the kids know about these opportunities.
Oh, good. All right.
But our high school counselors, that's those the career development coordinator and high school counselors is a position that sometimes people don't really see the positive impact they have, because they are so powerful on campuses as far as helping children and helping children find their real interest in where they the directions they want to go. It's just can't say enough about those two groups, counselors.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, we were hunting feverishly before we went on to talk about Teacher of the Year just announced a few weeks ago. And congratulations to Angie Hunt. And where is she a teacher at?
She is at Trinity Elementary School, and she is a star. Wonderful, wonderful teacher, and one of those that you know, I've had the great fortune. I've spent a lot of time in schools and tried to build relationships with staff and learn what they're doing. And she's one of those that from early on in my time here has opened her classroom. And you, I mean, if you went in her classroom, you would see a star. And here's what you see. She's a great example of what we have all over the Randolph County school system. We have great teachers everywhere.
And she's from Archdale Trinity area, so she's local.
Yes, Trinity Elementary. That school's full of great teachers, just like all of the other 30 schools are.
Yeah, and first grade, that's a tough one. Get them in, break them in right. Yeah. Let them learn some stuff. Okay. Well, I imagine you've still got some things to take care of before the half a dozen graduations are going to coordinate over the next few days.
It's going to be a busy time, but an exciting time for our children.
All right. Superintendent of the Randolph County Schools, Dr. Stephen Kenney, thanks for coming by. Let's not wait so long to do this again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And the public information officer, Tim Moody, in the background snapping pictures. He didn't want to talk. 822. Good morning from 99.9 FM, The Zoo.
Classic Top 40 is alive and well on Ashboro's hometown station, 99.9 FM, The Zoo.